On the way then, in a half hour, the man himself will be with us. Seeker of luxury around this globe, Mr. Andy Mossack. And as always, two clues. Here is clue number one. If you think you can help me out, 81333RUSS at the top of your text. Clue as follows. This country, which lies on the equator, originally part of the British Commonwealth until its independence in 1964. Its runners have dominated endurance and marathon races across the globe for decades. What do you think then? Just let that soak in. Any idea? I'm saying, I don't know why I want to go to the Caribbean, perhaps. 81333RUSS. On the phone where it's free, it's 0800 389 3333, and on Twitter, it's at Dame Edith Evans. Full travel log, we'll get it on the wish list a half hour from now. Tonight's songs for the Wizarding World, of course, Harry Potter. And if you can help me out with that first clue for Andy Mossack, I may have been wrong on my initial step on this. It's not that I'm easily swayed. It's just that Joe in York's dropped me a line. And now it makes total sense. But I'm not sure if it is that. It may well be Kenya. It may well be Kenya. Oh, I don't know. It's going to take a bit more for me to plump. Maria. This is Faye. Hello there, Faye. Thank you for your suggestions on it. All saying Kenya. Makes me realise I may have been slightly off. But the second clue, which I haven't seen yet, but that might point us in the right direction. That's coming a little bit later on. As promised then, clue number two for where in the world is Andy Mossack, international travel writer extraordinaire. The full travel log is on the way. We've never, ever got this wrong. There's a lot riding on this. Here then is clue number two for tonight's location. As well as offering some of the best safari opportunities to see the Big Five in the wild, this country's annual migration of almost 2 million wildebeest is one of nature's greatest spectacles. Right then. Okay, it's Africa. I think we've confirmed it's Africa. Thank you for your help so far. Has this confirmed your idea? 81333RUSS. On the phone, 0800 389 3333. The man himself in about 5 or 10 minutes. We've never failed, and I don't think we will tonight. Which means it's a speed round. That'll be on the way. 10 or 15 minutes time. However, we have had the two clues. You have weighed in and helped me out of the mess yet again. We decided that during this time of lockdown, we would have a look back through the archive at some of the wonderful travels that our resident travel expert has been on, giving us some inspiration for when hopefully normality does return. So without further ado, good evening, Andy Mossack.
Evening, Russ. Good to be back.
Oh, it's nice to have you back on, Andy. How's your week been?
Quiet.
Yeah.
Not too bad at all. Not too bad. Yeah, same old every day. It seems to be the same.
It certainly does. Well, to be honest, it's quite fortuitous that you're being on tonight. A, because we've got this to talk about, you know, your destination and whatnot. But a lot of things talking about the travel industry today. And know, I hope you don't mind me springing this upon you, but it's been pushed back a bit more, hasn't it? And then some of the tour operators are now putting it back sort of July time when they were saying sort of mid-June.
Well, I've been hearing quite a few things around the world because some countries are opening up and some of the hotels are opening up with, you know, very, very strict opening guidelines and hygiene regulations and various things like that. So I was thinking, oh, this is, you know, this is not bad news. This is pretty good. Green shoots and everything. And then obviously we get this 14-day quarantine coming in. But, you know, I understand why, and I think it's very, very important that we do all the right things. So I think they're going to say, look, you know, we'll review this every 2 or 3 weeks. So I don't, you know, I wouldn't say it's a disaster for the travel industry. I think it's good that people know that, you know, we're going to be taking things seriously. So my view is that hotels are slowly opening and just seeing how they're going to go. So, you know, we'll see how it goes. But I'm not doom and gloom, actually. I'm someone that's fairly optimistic, and I think the travel industry has taken such a battering at the moment. I really don't think a few more weeks is going to make a lot of difference, personally.
Okay. That's well, good to get your opinion on these things. Let's get down to important matters tonight, Andy.
Yes.
It's been weighed in on, and I originally thought the Caribbean. That's where he is, the Caribbean. Yeah. And it was very quickly pointed out to me that that I was an idiot and that you are, in fact, in Kenya.
Yeah, I've lost again.
Lost again? Lost again. This makes it, I think, about 15 years, but we don't want to dwell on that.
Something like that, yeah.
It's a glorious run. So whereabouts in Kenya exactly are you, or were you, as
well,
it should be?
It's the first time in Kenya for me, actually, and it was really something interesting. So I could have picked the coastal resorts, you know, like Mombasa. Mm. But no, I wanted to go to the interior because that's where the magic happens for me, you know, all of the safaris and the wildlife. So I actually went to three different places. So I went to Nairobi, the capital, which was great. And then on to the foothills of Mount Kenya, which is the second highest mountain after Kilimanjaro in Africa, and then the fantastic Masai Mara. So I did a three-center trip, really, and that was really, it was a proper bucket list, you know, absolutely proper bucket list. So very, very memorable, very memorable.
Is this the place, correct me if I'm wrong, is this the place where you're on a safari, Andy, and you ended up having breakfast with a government minister?
Well done. Yeah, Najib Balala, who is the cabinet minister for tourism and wildlife. I mean, he is sort of, you know, the inner cabinet of Kenya. And they told me when I went down to the Masai Mara that I was going to go and interview just, you know, sort of somebody from the tourist board. and then this helicopter came in and these 10 people got out of this helicopter. So it was Mr. Balala and his entourage all turn up. And it was just a shock to me, to be honest. Yeah. And they put on this barbecue dinner for us. And everybody's sort of on their best behavior. And there's me and the minister sort of at the top of the table. And it was very awkward, you know, those silences they do. And halfway through, we've got these chicken, a bit of chicken, barbecued, you know, and I sort of said to him, Mr. Bilal, do you mind if I gnaw on this chicken bone? And, you know, there was silence suddenly. And Whoa. He said, thank goodness. Okay, lads, the shackles are off. No more being on your best behavior. Get stuck in. And they all...
Fill your boots, lads. We're going in.
Exactly. That's what they said. Yeah. And suddenly, their chicken legs are coming out and they're all gnawing on bones. It was great. And it turned out to be a nice evening. But no, it was a bit of a shock.
That is awesome. So, I mean, there's so much when you look back at somewhere like Kenya and your trip there. Like you say, you did like a triple stop on this, which was the bit that was most kind of this is Kenya for me? You know, which was the bit?
Well, you know, Nairobi was great because it's got lots and lots of stuff, which was obviously brilliant. But there were two highlights for me, I'd say. I took the little trips we took around the country. We did a 12-seater Cessna, you know, one of these little planes.
Nice.
So the pilot took the suitcases from us and just himself, you know, put them in the aeroplane. Right, get in, he said. So we get in, right? And then we flew down to Mount Kenya, and it was amazing. It was the Mount Kenya Safari Club, which was the former home of Hollywood actor William Holden and Stephanie Powers, who were a couple at the time. And it used to be like one of these private members' clubs. So Bing Crosby was a member, David Lean, Charlie Chaplin, Winston Churchill. Went there. So it was a real proper place. Anyway,
wow.
One of the features of it's now a hotel, and one of the features of this place was that the equator line runs through the centre of it. And I had a room, and the line ran through the bathroom, and there were two sinks. So we had one sink in the northern hemisphere and one sink in the southern hemisphere.
Oh,
so
mate.
You could literally put one foot in each. Yeah.
That's awesome.
That was pretty cool. Yeah, that was great. And then, of course, the Masai Mara, another Cessna flight. We landed actually between a rhino on the left side and an elephant on the right side. And it was hilarious. I had this vision of the elephant saying to the rhino, "Oh, look, see, the 11 o'clock flight's in."
Better get them bags off it.
Come on. But this was a proper glamping and, middle of the Masai Mara, we had a fantastic place. But I went out on obviously as you do, you go out on the Land Rover with a Masai driver who's a guide, and it was just fabulous. They're all there, the whole cast of the Lion King basically, and we had a
Extraordinary.
great time. And he took us to one thing, which was excuse me, took us to two massive lions. And two females and a whole bunch of cubs, and we were literally 3 feet away in this Land Rover. And I said to him, "Are you having a laugh? Is this real?" And he said, "No, it's fine, sir. Don't get out of the Land Rover because it's used to seeing the Land Rover, but don't step out." But yeah, we were very quiet and just watching these massive lions. Just amazing. And I didn't want it to end, Russ. It was just absolutely wonderful.
It certainly
But
sounds like it was an adventure.
it was great. And I'd never been on safari before actually. And apparently if you want to guarantee of animals, then you have to go during rainy season because there's only two seasons in Kenya. There's the rainy season or the dry season. And when it's rainy, the animals are more plentiful. So a little tip there if anyone's really interested in doing safaris, and they can never guarantee to see the right sort of wildlife. But if you go during rainy season, it's more likely. But it was great. Yeah, it was really good.
Wow. Wow. I
And
mean,
one more story I must tell you.
okay.
We went to this Maasai village and I met the chief of the this Maasai village. He
Of
was a
course you
great
did.
guy.
Of course you did. I'm sure he was a lovely bloke, and
We sat down and he took us round, showed in the mud huts, all that sort of stuff. But they were very authentic, and they made these lovely bracelets and carvings and stuff for tourists. But once a week, he told me they walk into the nearest town. It takes 2 hours just to use the internet, which I still couldn't quite get my
wow.
head round. And
Really?
every so often, like once a year or twice a year, I just get this random email from him to say, "Hi there, hope you're okay." I'm
Oh,
thinking he's just walked 2 hours to get to
that's
me.
the best thing I've heard, man. That's so awesome. I'm very, very jealous. In terms of do you know what we should have? We should have the John Barry score here to like to Out of Africa. I think this is. This is you
Lovely.
on the safari, my friend.
That's me. Pith helmet.
Pith helmet, shorts.
That's it.
There it is. There I am.
Long socks.
Big dinner with a cabinet minister and his entourage.
It was good.
Oh, mate.
Yes.
Oh, mate. Easy to get to, is it? Kenya? Lots of places fly? Or
Well,
are you
yeah.
looking basically Heathrow to get there?
Well, I know that they are direct flights from the UK with BA and Kenyan Airways. Very, very cheap when you get there. Very cheap. Obviously, it's expensive to, the flight perhaps is maybe £600 or £700, but it's well worth it. Well worth it. Because if anyone, whatever you thought about being on safari, it is. It's, in fact, when I got a taxi from the airport, the first roundabout, there was a herd of zebra nibbling on the grass in the middle of the roundabout. That's
What
sort
a
of,
life.
welcome to Kenya. Yeah, it was great.
Oh, mate.
So it was
Oh.
really good, really good.
Excellent. Well, do you know what? You've certainly painted the image. There you
Thank
are.
you. Thank you.
You'll be back
Love
on next
it.
week?
Of course, wouldn't miss it for
Ah.
the world, matey.
Looking forward to it. Thank you, Andy. You take care of yourself.
All right, be good. Thanks a lot.
Excellent.
BBC.